Hare Krishna. Love the creator first to best love the creatures. Sometimes people wonder that if I start loving God, will I become unloving towards others? No, actually we will be able to best love others when we love God. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states, Adveshta sarva bhutana maitraha karuna evacha. In 12.13, when he is talking about exalted devotees, he says that they are the benevolent friends of all living beings, non-envious, friendly towards all living beings. So this means that actually their capacity to love has been expanded, not decreased, by their devotion. So when we love someone, at that time, if we are loving only that person, then we become emotionally dependent on that relationship. And when we are emotionally dependent on that relationship, then we can't always act with integrity. Because if we speak something or do something which is good for that person, but which is going to hurt that person, then we may not do that because we feel that I will lose this relationship. And thus we will not be able to act for the truly for the good of that person. Because we are dependent on that person. So just as a person who is employed by a particular employer cannot usually speak strongly with that employer because that person will be lost. That person will lose fears I will lose my job. Similarly, when we are emotionally dependent in a relationship, then we cannot always act with the best integrity. We cannot act with integrity. In the Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra had this kind of relationship with the son Duryodhana. And because he was not devoted to Krishna, he was emotionally dependent on his son. And his son's pleasure meant everything to him. And if his son expressed displeasure or disapproval, he just couldn't tolerate it. So, because of this, when Duryodhana acted viciously, Dhritarashtra just consented passively, and sometimes he encouraged also, and he also became vicious, and this is disastrous. So we need to recognize that we all have to make choices in our life, and when we love God first, when we love Krishna, by loving Krishna, we get emotional fulfillment. By our connection with Krishna, we get inner strength. Our emotional needs are fulfilled by our connection with Krishna. Thereafter, even if we find that things are not, that when things are wrong, when we don't get emotional sustenance in other relationships, when we don't let the fear of the loss of that emotional sustenance endanger that other person, we can act with integrity and speak, of course, sensitively, but at the same time, constructively, candidly when necessary. So we can actually love others truly when we are not dependent on them emotionally. Then we can actually act for their well-being and express our love without always being insecure about losing their love for us. So the love in which we depend on their love, that is not really selfless love. And so love that is not selfless is not often the best for others, not even the best for us. So when we put love for Krishna first, then when we love the creator first, then when we love the creatures thereafter in relationship with the creature, then we love the creatures the best. We love them in a way that is beneficial for them and beneficial for us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.